Welcome to the VLA podcast. My name is Nathan Funcham. I'm the Virginia Room Librarian at the Roanoke Public Libraries, and I'm happy to be back with you all after a bit of a hiatus talking about some of the great things that are going on with the Virginia Library Association. Joining me this podcast is Lisa Varga, Executive Director of the Virginia Library Association. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Nathan.
So we are talking today because we wanted to talk a bit about the upcoming VLA Paraprofessional Forum Conference, which comes up May 19th through the 21st, 2013. So I guess maybe let's start by talking about why we look specifically at having a Paraprofessional Forum Conference.
Sure. Just to give a little background, the Paraprofessional Forum was started more than 20 years ago, and it was to give a voice to those who did not have MLSs or were not considered librarians by their respective libraries. And it became a very popular forum to the point where conferences were developed specifically with content for library support staff. This is our 21st conference. It's incredibly popular. We've been located at the Holiday Inn Coger Center in Richmond for quite some time now, and they are delightful hosts. One of the wonderful things about VLA conferences is that we have this glorious committee called the Professional Development Endowment Committee, and they raise money all year to be able to provide question-free stipends for people to be able to attend. What that means is that folks enter into a raffle by just giving us their name and email, a little bit of contact information, and we choose 12 people at random who receive $50 checks from VLA, and they can use that for anything that they want to use for that applies to the conference. Registration fees, lodging, travel, food. We don't ask any questions. We just want folks to be able to attend. And if that $50 helps them, we're happy to provide it.
That's great. And that's one of those things, of course, as budgets get tighter and tighter, getting to things like conferences can sometimes be a challenge. So anything that VLA can do to assist with that, I think, is great. So if I'm a person who maybe hasn't been to a paraprofessional conference before, what kinds of things would I be expecting from it? What would I see there?
Nathan, you will be blown away by how much fun you would have at a paraprofessional conference. One of the things I want to point out is that there are not a lot of library associations that still have library support staff or paraprofessional conferences any longer, so we are unique in that realm. We also have people come from New York Library Association each year to join us because they have so much fun. We kick off Sunday night with an author dessert reception. That is a paid-for event. You pay $10 for it. You come and listen to a wonderful author. This year is Mark Leibson, who does some brilliant work on Lafayette. And then we have our Monday morning kickoff general session. This year we'll be having Gardner Campbell of Virginia Tech give us a very exciting and hilarious look at librarianship. That is usually followed by some lunch on your own and then sessions in the afternoon. And we have a fantastic social every Monday day evening of our paraprofessional conference. People come and dance and have yummy cakes and desserts and snacks and a few beverages if they wish. Tuesday, we kick off with some more sessions and then end the day with a storyteller luncheon. This year will be provided by Dylan Pritchett of Williamsburg. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the VLA Paraprofessional Scholarship Raffle, which is one of the most exciting parts of the conference. The scholarship raffle raises money for VLA to be able to provide a scholarship each year for $2,500 to a library student earning their MLS and who also happens to live in Virginia. And those raffle baskets are amazing. They are donated very generously by folks. And then tickets are sold, and then winners are announced at the luncheon on Tuesday. It is a very exciting time. There's lots of camaraderie and excitement as people hear their names called and it does a great thing for library students in Virginia.
That's great. And I can say, as a person who's attended a couple of paraprofessional conferences as a presenter, I've often had the most fun presenting there because people are so willing to be interactive and get up and move around if that's what the workshop asks for, or just ask questions and participate. And from what I've heard from our paraprofessionals who have been, it's really about that collaboration amongst people who may not be able to meet up otherwise. That's a really great part of it. As you say, that comes across in the socials, in the author meetings, in the even just the times where you're sort of in a common area together. So I think those are all great opportunities to get to know your fellow library staff and trade ideas and just kind of feel a part of the profession a bit.
I would agree. I think that having worked the registration desk at this event for the last couple of years, one of my favorite parts is hearing people find each other across a crowded hallway that they haven't seen in a year and just shriek and run into each other's arms and get so excited. And it shows a lot about the camaraderie of this group and also camaraderie of librarians and library staff in general in Virginia. It's really easy to forget day to day that we're part of a larger community and everyone is going through a lot of the same issues. And I think the Paraprofessional Conference and our annual conference give folks a chance to come together and learn from other people in our state and in our profession that they don't need to reinvent the wheel and that we can have collaboration and be cooperative on many levels.
Right. And let's face it, librarians are a little strange. We get excited about things that maybe other people don't get as excited about. And so being able to share that with other people is a wonderful thing. Yeah. Finding those like-minded folks. So you mentioned the annual conference, and I know we're primarily here to talk about the Paraprofessional Conference, but let's at least talk about some of the dates for the upcoming annual conference.
Absolutely. This year we're doing our annual conference a little bit early. It's going to happen in September. The specific dates are the 25th and 27th, 2013, and we will be at the Williamsburg Hotel and Conference Center, which is currently undergoing a renovation. It's very exciting. I've seen the plans, the colors, and the furniture look fantastic. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you there when we cut the ribbon on the 26th at 9 a.m.
And for any information about any of these upcoming conferences, of course, people should check out the website, vla.org, or they can like Virginia Library Association on Facebook. There's a lot of stuff that gets posted on there. So if you want to still keep up with your association as well as with some of these other librarians that you've gotten to know at the conferences, the VLA website and Facebook page are probably a good place to start with that.
Yes.
I know that the preliminary program for the Paraprofessional Conference is already online, so you can go look at that, see if the sessions there are things you'd be interested in, and if you are, register for the conference, sign up for the raffle for a potential credit towards the conference, and make it a plan to be down there May 19th through the 21st.
Absolutely. And deadline to register is April 23rd. Deadline to be considered for the raffle stipend is April 19th. And all this information can be found on vla.org. We actually have a special little tab at the top of the screen called conferences/events. And if you hover your mouse over that, you will find all kinds of wonderful information.
A website that you can actually find things on. It's amazing. It's like we organize information for a living.
We try. But if anyone has suggestions about ways we can better organize the website, we are open to your suggestions.
Excellent. Well, Lisa, thank you for being on and talking a bit about the conference. I hope it gets people excited and maybe you'll see a lot of new faces there this year.
We hope to. We look forward to seeing your smiling faces there.
Great. Well, that's another edition of the VLA podcast, and we'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you.